Log Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Inner Side Frolics. Wahoo! Calling Dr. Laurel. Calling Dr. Hardy. Emergency. Emergency. Red alert. Red alert. Dr. Laurel. Dr. Hardy. Come on, Stanley, hurry up. Put your white coat on. Well, why do I have to put on my white coat? I look too pale with that coat. I look like a ghost. I don't want to wear that stupid coat. See, that's what's wrong with doctors. They're too aggravated and unconventional. You mean conventional. And traditional. That's right, that's what I said. Oh, doctor, Mrs. Livingston is here, and she says it's an emergency. Well, tell her I'm going out the back door, and I won't come in the front door. Oh, all right. Oh, doctor, I told her that, and she started screaming and crying and shaking And the windows are shaking and the whole McGilla. What'll I do? Why don't you quit your job and have a baby? What? At my age? Are you crazy? Now listen, Stanley. Why won't you see Mrs. Livingston? Well, you see, it's a long story, Dr. Ollie. You see, I was in my office, and you know how the very confusing it is nowadays with doctors. You got all these television sets in there, and you're trying to watch all these people with their heart and how they're doing, and if their heart is off, or something, the brain, or something's off, or they can't walk, or whatever it is. I got the wrong person with the right heart. What do you mean? Well, you see, Mrs. Livingston, I looked at her diagnosis, and it was the wrong diagnosis, because it wasn't Mrs. Livingston. It was Mr. Saperum. Mr. Saperum? Now, wait a minute. How many of these monitors do you have in your office? Oh, I haven't got any monitors. I'm not in school. Yep. I mean televisions. Oh, I've got about a dozen of them. And when they all go on at the same time, it's very confusing. I can't stand it anymore. I'm going to go out of my mind. I can't stand it. What am I going to do? How am I going to help all these people? Now, take it easy. We'll have to get you to the doctor. I don't want to go to the doctor. I am a doctor. Now, listen. What happened? Well, I called Mrs. Livingston, and I told her, I said, you better get over to the hospital right away. It looks like you're having a heart attack. And then Mr. Saperil called me, and he said, I can't breathe, I'm having trouble, and what'll I do? I said, you better lie down and rest. And then Mr. Paparo called, and Mr. Brown and Mr. White, Mr. Yellow, and I didn't know what to, and they were all crazy. Well, that deserves you right for putting in that kind of a stupid system. Who ever heard of talking to people like that on a machine? Doctors used to be a lot different. They used to examine you. Well, that's what I want to do. I don't want to be talking to machines all day. I got all mixed up. I don't know who's who or what's what or where or there. Stanley, we are going to invent a new type of medicine. We are? Yes. We're going to bring back the old way. No more machines. Examine people with hands on. Well, that's all right. Just keep your hands off. All right. Inner Sight Frolics. We don't have any music tonight. We don't have any telephones. Sorry about that. But good news on the front. Suzanne, my co-host, is on her way home. So hopefully that will transpire. Let's see, we got Jimmy Dinigan coming up. Yeah. Jimmy's going to help Mr. Kramer. Oh, what a fiasco that turned out to be. All right. And, well, we were going to have Louie, but we can't get him in on the line because the line is a broker. It's a broker line. Yeah. You know, did you hear that one about the two Italian guys sitting on the river there, riverbank in Germany, and Giuseppe and Alfredo? And Giuseppe said, "Hey, Alfredo, ain't that a U-boat?" And Alfredo says, "Ah, that ain't my boat. That's a U-boat. Maybe that's a U-boat. I don't know whose boat it is, but it's not a my boat." All right, Inner Sight. I don't know who told me that. Oh, a guy by the name of Gumshoe. Yeah, he carries a badge. Doom, doom, doom. Yeah, remember that? Remember that old show? Remember all the old cop shows? Car 54, where are you? They could never find the police car or whatever it was, and the guy is always acting stupid. You know, I hope that didn't give a bad image to police officers, did it? Cops are not that stupid. They might be a little dumb, but they're not stupid. But anyway, all the old cop show. Let's see, there was Dragnet. There was Car 54. The other one. Oh, I can't think of them all. Hill Street Blues. Remember that stupid show? Kind of weird. What else? Oh, that's three of them right there, but all the old cop show, because I remember the old Bogart movies. Yeah, well, he was Bogie played Sam Spade. Now, Sam was originally a police officer. Yeah. And then he became a private detective. Yeah, a gumshoe. Walking around and trying to solve all these mysteries. Gee, can you imagine being a private detective, all the stuff you got to get into and butt into people's lives and all that? I wouldn't want a job like that. Hey, February, March, April, May. Who knows what's going to be, but there's a lot of birthdays coming up. Yeah. And, you know, we have that famous birthday skit from Gleason, you know, where it's called a surprise party. So, boy, Norton, you think he's going to remember my birthday? My birthday's coming up in a couple of days. Yeah, don't worry, Ralph. Happy birthday. Thank you. Look at this, Ralph. There it is right here. Boy, look at this. The list. The food. Presents. The guests. Gee, Ralph, too bad you're not going to be there. You mean I'm not going to be there? Your name ain't on the list. What's the matter with you? You know, Ralph, too bad you saw this, because she went through all this trouble to keep it from you. Now you know about it, and there's not going to be any surprise. You don't think I'm going to let her know about this, that I saw it, do you? I'm going to act surprised more than ever. When I come in from work, you know, open the door and make believe there's nothing there. To, what a surprise! Nah. Wait a minute. Wait a minute, Rob. Nah. Watch me. I'll show you how to do it. See, I'm you coming in the door. See? Damn you! Cut that out. Boy Norton is going to give me a surprise party. How do you like that? Well, you deserve it, old pal, and, you know, I wish you all the best and a lot more birthdays. Thank you, pal. Yeah, well, like the time I tried to come in the window there, and she was having the plates redone. I didn't know it, and I thought the guy was a gigolo. Remember that, Norton? Oh yeah, you made an idiot out of yourself. Oh, yeah. Wait till you see how difficult I make it for this guy to put his hat on. Ralph Crandon, you know what you've just done? We were going to get this whole place done over for free. And you just ruined it. All right. I'm a mope. I admit it. I just can't stand the thought of another guy looking at you. Drives me nuts. All right, in a sight. And we got Dinigan's coming up. Let's see, what else we got? Oh, we better make a couple of announcements. Yeah. Big East Tequila Rescue. There's the subway stairs today, and a nice guy stops in his track. He goes, oh, Akita. I said, yep. He said, that's a very powerful dog. Yep. Does that dog bite? Yep. Whoa, he took off. Started running. Anyway. Big East, Tequila Rescue, 609-388-7004. Adopt an Akita. Yeah. The little bear, the greatest dog on the planet. Isn't it something how Helen Keller couldn't speak, couldn't talk, couldn't see, and yet she knew about the Akita. How brilliant they are. All right. Joanne Diamond, the Akita Lady, South Jersey. Check them out. 609-388-7004. Hey, Kennedy Realty. Buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good information. Accurate. You want to learn, you want to know about mortgages? Call Mr. Kennedy. 631-888-1186, Kennedy. Anthony Kennedy Realty. All right. Great guy and very good to Intersight. Let's see, what else we got? Oh, I want to thank Suffolk Bus Corp. I want to thank my buddy John for his donation. Suffolk Bus Corp. Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. 31-880-7929. Yeah. For their financial support. All right. Last count, we had 113,500. It's probably up now. Sure, it might be up to 114,000 for all I know. All right. That's the last count and climbing. Yeah. Oh, we got Gabriel coming up who wants to move into a box. And the biting buzzard is going to chase Gabriel out of the box. That biting buzzard. Biting buzzard. Let's hear it. All right, that's coming up. Jimmy Dinigan is going to help Mr. Kramer. Oh, what a disaster. Okay. What else we got? All the beautiful children of the world. Watch out for them. Take care of them. Avante Oquindo, Corey Foster, Ollie Campbell, Baby Royalty, little Tommy, to mention a few. Who have passed away. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you. Yeah. Always go out of your way to help a child. All right. I always say hello to a child on the train when I'm performing, and they start, some of them even start singing. Yeah, they hear me singing. They want to sing, you know. So I wave at them and say, hello, kid. All right. Oh, you need dog food, cat food? Don't call your mother-in-law. No. Call Nobody Starves on Long Island. My buddy Gary. Yeah, 631-484-3085. All right. Nobody starves on Long Island. Oh, and when he's able to do it, he has veterinarian services, too. Ask him about that. I don't know what the status of that is lately. Again, that phone number, 631-484-3085. Nobody starves on Long Island. All right. Inner Sight Frolics. Apologize for the no phones, the no phone situation, you know. So we'll have to tolerate with that. The only thing I feel bad about is I can't get Louie in here. You know, Louie's a good cuckoo guy, and he's probably on the line now. And, Louie, I can't get you in here because I can't operate the phone, if you're listening. Yeah. Yeah, so one day, when I was a kid, see, I went to school, and as usual, you know, when you go to school every day, you see the same people, you get to know them a little bit, you know. So you know who's going to be late and who will never be late, you know. Miss Ma was one of those who was never late. She was a stickler, you know. So Dinnigan comes in late, and he overheard a conversation. I don't know. I guess out in the hall, you know. You know, in school, you ever see the teachers go out in the hall and they start babbling out there and gossiping and all that, and you know, and, well, blind people have very good ears, you know. So the teacher's out in the hall, Miss Mom, Miss Carrie, and a couple of the other ones, and they're talking, you know, and we hear them, you know. Oh, isn't that dreadful? Mr. Kramer has to take tranquilizers. He has to go to a psychiatrist. Gee, I hope he's going to be all right, Miss Carey. Don't worry, he's got the constitution of a stupid ox. A stupid ox? Oh, yeah, nothing bothers Kramer. I don't know how his wife puts up with him. He's a real maniac. Do you know that he takes 5 showers a day? 5 showers a day? Well, how do you know that? Because I saw his water bill. Oh, his water bill. Anyway, so Dinnigan overheard this, you know, where Kramer had to go to this doctor and all that, and pills and all that. So he gets up in his usual style, you know, interrupting. Dinnigan was famous for interrupting, by the way. The kid that would interrupt the most in school. So in the middle of our English lesson, whatever it was, Miss Ma was reading Hamlet to us, you know. And they jumped into the grave and they fought to the death to be or not to be.
Miss Ma, you mean Mr. Kramer's going to the grave? No, Jimmy, no. Jimmy, don't say that. Well, I gotta go downstairs. I gotta help Mr. Kramer. He needs help. He's going to psychiatrist. Going to psychiatrist. I heard it. All the teachers are very worried about Mr. Kramer. I'm going to sing him his favorite song. Jimmy, what's his favorite song? Oh, you know, Miss Ma. I'm going to tell you. You know what? That's not his famous song. He hates that song. Well, maybe it might make him laugh, you know. And you're pounding the rail. Jimmy, quiet. Be quiet. Anyway, Miss Ma, what do I have to do to get sent to the principal's office? Will you stop that? what do I have to do? I do something bad? What can I do? Let's see. Will you, Jimmy, cut that out. You're going to get in big trouble. You're going to wind up in reform school. I ain't going to no reform school. Anyway, Miss Ma, can I have a pass? What? A pass. I want a pass. A pass for what? I got to go to the bathroom. There's a bathroom right here in this room. No, that bathroom no good. It's no good. What do you mean it's no good? You can't flush the toilet in there. It's all over the floor. What? Better call the plumber. Call the plumber, Miss Moore. Jimmy, sit down and be quiet. Do I have to send you to the principal's office? Yeah. Yeah, that's what you got to do. Yeah, send me principal. I only go down. I got help with the Kramer. Jimmy, stop it. Yay, 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 1,000 times. Oh, yay. Yay, 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 Mr. Kramer. Yay, yay, Mr. Kramer needs help. Yay, yay. Jimmy, cut that out. Now get out. Get down to the principal's office. Oh, thank you, Ms. Moore. Oh, I'm knocking on the door. Mr. Kramer's in there. I bet he's asleep.
Who is it?
Oh, Mr. Kramer, it's me. It's Jimmy Dinigan.
What? What do you want?
Well, I told Miss Moore I come down here to try to cheer you up.
Cheer me up? You mean drive me crazy? Oh, I knew I should have taken the day off.
Now, listen. What did you do now? Well, I ain't doing nothing. I just sit quiet, and I told Miss Marsh. I heard her and Miss Carrie talking about that you had to go to the doctor, and you might need an operation on your brain. What?
What are you talking about?
Yeah, they said it right in the hall. I think everybody heard it, Mr. Kramer. But don't worry. Even if you have a bad brain, I'll still like you.
Jimmy Dinigan.
Oh, Mr. Kramer, you want me to sing your favorite song for you and cheer you up?
No, no, please don't sing that song, please. Oh, no.
Well, how's everything at home, Mr. Kramer? Your wife, does she treat you nice?
None of your business.
Oh, well, I'm just trying to watch out for you, you know, because sometimes these wives, they could be mean and they want to get a divorce them.
A what?
A divorce them.
A divorce them.
Yeah, you know, they don't want to be married no more. And the mother-in-law butts in. Hey, Mr. Kramer, what you do? Do you have a mother-in-law?
None of your business, Jimmy.
Does your mother-in-law look like a battle axe?
A what?
A battle axe. You know, from the back, she looks like the front from a Sherman tank.
How dare you speak about my mother-in-law?
Pounding the rail, 5 cents a glass, if you don't like it, chewing up your ass.
Jimmy, cut that out.
Your mother-in-law looks like a battle axe.
Woo! Well, don't worry, Mr. Kramer. I'll always be... Don't worry, I'll always be here to help you.
Oh, no. When are you going to graduate?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, like about 6 years, I guess. I don't want to graduate. I like it here. Don't worry, Mr. Kramer. Anytime you can depend on Jimmy Dinigan, even when I get big. Yeah, I'll come right to your house and help you.
Jimmy, please.
All right, in his sight. Yeah, oh, Dinigan, he was a character, I tell you. But he liked Mr. Kramer in his own weird way, of course. Yeah. Oh, Did you hear about the Chinese woman who went to the eye doctor? And the eye doctor says, you have a cataract. And she says, I don't have a cataract. I have a Lincoln Continental. You're crazy. Lincoln Continental. Anyway. Yeah, I'm trying to practice a couple of jokes. I don't know. Yeah. All right, Inner Sight. No phones tonight. Oh, by the way, if you want to comment on the show, you can leave a message on the Inner Sight phone, 631-224-3090. Yeah, and I know Louie wanted to come on. And babble, you know, he likes to, or he's hung on that new show on Saturday night. These two girls that he watches, Connie and Chrissy. I never saw the show, but he seems to be really hung up on that show. Well, can you imagine Louis Rivera with his own show? Yeah, the only thing is he probably keeps saying the same thing over and over again.
Yeah, hello there, Frank Perino. This is Louis Rivera on the Inner Sight Broadcasting System. Yeah, and I watch Connie and Chrissy on a Saturday night, Public Access. Yeah, pretty girls, Connie and Chrissy. And I like them. This is Louis Rivera, and I got a little song. This is a Frank Sinatra song. Yeah, I did it my way. Yeah.
No, the end is near. Though I face a final trial. My friend, they clean they mock me, we understand, live life is full, I will reach every highway, oh, more did it my way. That's a little sample of how Louis would sing that song. All right, Louis, we love you, man. We miss you. Yeah, maybe next week we get the phones back, you know. All right, Inner Sight, 833 New York, Frolics. And I heard the news, but I couldn't believe it. It was all over the late news. Gabriel has a new house. Yeah. And he planted it right in the backyard. Yeah. It's a cardboard house. The only thing is, I hope the weather holds up. Otherwise, palump. Kalump, it's going down. And his mother didn't know about this house until she looked out the window, see. And she couldn't believe it. This cardboard box is all decorated with colors and bright drawings and feathers and all that. And he sits in there, and he even goes to the bathroom in there. In this house. Yeah. What now is this in yard? Looking out window, seeing what is this big cardboard box here? Big box. Who's in there? And she goes out, and she's knocking on the box. See? Hello?
anybody in there? Hello? Please answer now if you're in there. Please, inbox.
Who is it? Just a minute. I can't open the door right now.
Who? What are you doing in this box now?
Well, I was asleep. No, I gotta go to the bathroom. Wait. Oh, and then now I gotta empty the bathroom out.
No putting this dirt in yard. Filthy things to put now in yard with bathroom. You have to take to garbage place.
Oh, yeah, but I don't have a car, so you have to walk to the... I don't want to walk with this pot all the way down. People are going to think I'm crazy.
You are crazy. What's wrong with you? Why are you living in a box now?
Well, I don't have to pay no rent. I don't have to pay gas or electric or any kind of expenses. So all the money I get belongs to me. Yay! Yay!
Please, now, get rid of this stupid box. Animals are going to come around and crawl in there now.
Oh, I wouldn't mind a few animals. They're biting.
The bird, look. Look now, a bird up there crawling at the box.
Oh, hello, bird. You can't come in here. It's too small. Fly over the box.
No, please, get rid of this. This is horrible. People are going to call the police department now.
All right. What's going on here? What kind of a setup is this? What are you doing in there? Come on, you can't do that. You can't just park a box on our lawn like this. There's laws, you know. And what's that bird doing here? See, you're attracting all kinds of paraphernalia and parasites and everything else. Come on, move on, buddy, move on.
Well, if I move on, I'll take my box with me. I have to fold it up and carry it on my head.
No, Carrie, no, take this box. What's wrong with apartment?
Too much money.
Too much money in apartment?
Yeah, box, you don't have to pay no money. No money in the box. Too much in apartment. No money in the box. Too much in apartment. All right, in the sight and the craziness of some of these weird things, you know. Hey, remember the old commercials? Yeah, I remember the old cigarette commercial. Well, wouldn't it be something if the cigarette commercials were made to get people to stop smoking instead of trying to sell them the cigarettes to smoke. See? In other words, the reverse, you know.
Yeah, lucky strike. The only thing is my strike wasn't that lucky.
doctor. The doctor said, you used to have lungs. Now I can't find them. I said, what? Too many lucky strikes. He wanted me to go to the hospital. I said, what am I going to do over there? He said, they'll put a tube. Put a tube up your ass, I mean down your throat. And try to find your lung. Imagine the lucky strike people at a commercial like that. And then another one, Chesterfield. Smoke Chesterfield and you'll feel better. You know. The sweet aroma and smooth taste of Chesterfield. Now when you say that, you have to get on the horse. Where's your horse? My horse died from the smoke. Chesterfield, the big aroma cigarette with less nicotine and more tar. Tar? Well, at least I don't have to pay to fix my roof. Get out of here. Fix the roof with the tar from the Chesterfield. Woo! Then there was another guy, Philip Morris. Remember that stupid guy used to yell, go for Philip Morris. Remember that stupid idiot? He used to yell. And then one day, instead of him yelling, they had a big black car with a coffin. And a fella come up and says, what happened? He said, Morris got rid of Philip. Woo! Philip Morris, that was the end of him. He smoked too many cigarettes. Can you imagine these guys who did these commercials and they really had to smoke these cigarettes? Yeah. That's horrible. I wonder how many they had to smoke in a week. Yeah, all those stupid cigarette commercials. Oh, man. Remember that? They were crazy. People were out of their minds. And then they discovered that the cigarettes were bad for you. And yet people kept on, they still smoke, you know. People still smoke to this day. You know? Oh, it was weird. You know. Smoking those damn... Oh, cigarettes are horrible. One time there was a guy on the train. And you could tell he wasn't right. You know, he's acting stupid and all that. He went in the bathroom. He locked the door. And you could smell the smoke right through the door. And the conductor's banging on the door. Come on, you got to get out of there. Come on, you can't stay in there. You know. And he's smoking a cigarette in the bathroom. And I just had the feeling that I knew this guy. That it was somebody that I knew. And I don't know. I can't prove it, but I think it was Gabriel in the bathroom, acting weird, smoking the cigarette.
What kind of weird things he was doing?
Well, he was sitting on the, I think he was sitting on the bowl with his underwear on. Like he was gonna go, but he didn't have to go. He was, He was smoking a cigarette with his underwear.
What other weird things did he do?
Because when he came out, and the conductor said, the conductor said, "What are you doing in there so long, sir?" My underwear got stuck to the toilet. Woo! His underwear. Yeah, my boxers got stuck in the toilet and I couldn't get them out. Are you sure you weren't smoking in there? No, I don't know. Maybe I had a couple of drags, but it was really because my underwear was stuck. Yeah, I didn't want to come out without underwear. Girls would start screaming and everything, you know, and they'd probably stop the train and call the cops, you know. All right. Just go sit down and be quiet, will you? Did you get your underwear out of there? Oh yeah. I got my underwear. Yeah. My boxes are new. Oh, these are good underwear. These are Hames. I got Hames underwear. Underwear. Get over there. Hey, honey, want to see my underwear?
Get away from me, you pervert!
Now, don't harass the passengers. Leave them alone. Underwear got stuck in the toilet. All right, in a sight, let's see. We'll do the rundown. Monday, by the way, the show's on 8 to 9 every weeknight. Yeah, if you don't like it, too bad. Underwear. Well, maybe we ought to do an underwear show. All right. Inner Sight. Monday night, mad or glad. Anything you're mad about or glad about, you can call it in here. Tuesday night is open mic. Pick your own subject. You could even talk about underwear. Yeah. Tuesday night.
I don't have the phones, but maybe somebody could think about this and write in or email.
Why is it that some guys like to wear girls' underwear on their head? I mean, what the hell is that all about? You know? Does it make them feel girlish or what? You know, pink, bright pink, or chartreuse underwear, whatever it is, and they usually wear the bright colors. You know, the underwear right over the head. I don't know. Anyway, Wednesday night is our nursing home show. Get rid of these nursing homes. Ugh. Turn them into accessible housing. Wednesday night. Thursday night, we usually pick a subject and center everything around that. And, of course, Friday is tonight. That's the crazy funnies. I don't know. We just make this stuff up as we go along. Anything stupid, you know. 849 New York. 850, make that, 850, yeah. All right, I hear that the, out where I live, a lot of trees and grass, the dove is back. Now, that doesn't mean there's going to be no more winter, but the dove?
I saw a caterpillar today.
Oh, all right. Signs of spring are in the, spring is in the air. With the rising of the sun. Wasn't there a song like that? Spring is in the air. Anyway, a lot of songs written about spring. Younger than springtime are you. That's from the South Pacific, the great, great musical. All right. Inner Sight
By the way, InterSight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our InterSight phone number, 631-224-3090. You want to leave a comment about the show. We don't have the phones open. All right. Email innersight@tmpmail.com. Yeah. InterSight. No attachments on that email. Don't put any attachments on it. InterSight@tmpmail.com. All right. And the website, InterSight.info. All right. There's the whole lowdown on the show. And anybody want to be on the program, send us an email. Call us at 631-224-3090. Or the email, we just gave it to you, InterSight@tmpmail.com. All right. And, oh, yeah, a lot of crazy stuff going on. You know, it's amazing how every day you hear how the economy is getting worse. And today I heard a lot about how people are worried that Russia is going to invade the Ukraine. You know, I mean, there's a lot of crazy stuff going on. Well, what are you going to do? I mean, you know, no matter what happens, you still got to live your life. Until it's time to go. What's that song? Don't ask why. Don't ask how. Don't ask forever. Love me, love me, love me now. It's, Neil Diamond wrote that. Or he sang it anyway. But, and here we'll stay till it's time to go. That's the line I was looking for. Yeah. Everybody's got to stay here until it's time to go. So don't let all these things trouble you, because you never know when your time is up. You go to church, see? Oh, the church is going to hate me now. When you go to church and you fall down on your knees and all that, and you can't understand a word they're saying, Holy Mother, God, say, what? We used to go to church when we were kids, and your friend was sitting next to you, and I'd say, hey, Mike, what did he say? I don't know. We don't know what the priest says. You're not supposed to know. It's against the law. And the guy Mike, when you go home, ask your mother what that means. And Mike said, I did that one time and she hit me. Well, the good thing you didn't ask your father. He's a maniac. And you're sitting there, and this guy comes out with a white coat. And said, well, are we in the church or the crazy house? The guy comes out with a white coat and he's putting his hands over, you know, blessing, going like, well, you can't, this is not television, but I'm waving my hands in the air like a madman. See, I'm waving on the spiritual goodness of life and love. Holy Mary, give me a glass of wine. Imagine Gabriel as a preacher. It'd be a riot. He'd drink up all the wine. Yeah, and he'd be slurring his speech. That'd be funny. Anyway, yeah, we used to go to church and you had to sit there and listen to all this mumble jumble and you'd go home and your mother would say, "Well, what'd you learn in church today?" I'd say, "Ma, you don't want to know."
"What do you mean I don't want to know? I'm studying the catechism, the book. I know it all."
And she keeps asking, and I'd go, "Ma, you want to know what I learned?" And she'd go, "Yeah, yeah." And I'd go, "Holy Mary, give me a glass of wine." And she said, "Don't you dare make fun of that priest." Woo! Oh, man. I'll never forget it. It was so funny. You know, you had to put on your suit and your tie Sunday. Sunday, you get all dressed up, see? You go to church. Ugh. And the church smelled. It smelled weird. I don't know.
It smelled like
some kind of... like. It smelled like... like some woman had an attack or something. I don't know. Yeah. It smelled weird. One day we went in there and I said, "Mike," I said, "what's that smell?" He says, "I don't know. Maybe the father has a girlfriend." Woo! All right, in a sight. We'll be with you Monday on the Mad of Glad. I want to thank everybody for listening. Hope you had a little crazy fun, a little stupid stuff, you know. And, yeah, happy Valentine, all you lovers out there. Valentine, my funny Valentine. Yeah, there was a guy named Valentine, a singer, Rudolph Valentino. Rudy Valentino, that's how he talked. Anyway, Inner Sight will be with you tomorrow, Monday. Not, I won't be here tomorrow. Monday night, Mad or Glad, Inner Sight. Join us 8 to 9, Blog Talk Radio. Thank you so much. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. Our Inner Sight number, 631-224-3090. And goodbye, world. Thank you. Good night, everybody. Ah, get me out of the box. I want to go to the